Welcome to Pill Talk with Nikki. I'm your host, Nikki. I want to thank you for stopping by tonight. Now go grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let me take you on a ride. Because all I want to do is entertain your soul.
Hello, family, and welcome back to Pillow Talk with Nikki. Now, I just want to apologize for being MIA for the last couple of weeks, but your girl has been busy, a lot going on. Good things, though, not, you know, anything dramatic or, you know, nothing where I'm like, oh my God, you know, I can't record. Just been busy. So I figured tonight I would kind of just come on and chit chat with you guys a little bit and kind of catch you up on what's going on. I was like, I gotta catch the family up and let them know what's been going on. So, tonight is not your regular episode, you know, so it's not going to be like an hour long. Well, it could, you know, it could very well turn into an hour long episode, because you know how I am. I could definitely talk. I could definitely fill up the time because there are a couple of things that I will address, some topics from some of my listeners that I kind of correspond with. That kind of was like, yeah, Nick, I need your feedback on this. Or, you know, they kind of, you know, one guy had a response to something that a status that I had read on. Well, I think I talked about it in my last episode. And he kind of commented on it and was like, Nikki, I'm tripping over that this person said that, but we'll get into that. First, I just want to kind of catch you guys up and let you know what's been going on with me. First and foremost, I am well. I just been busy. I told y'all that this year has been crazy good. It's just been, I guess the only word I can really say, y'all, it's just been busy. I have so much going on. You know, I'm trying to keep myself together. Now, I think, you know, I was talking a little bit about, you know, next year I'll be 40. I'm turning 40. And so I'm going into this whole new thing where I'm like, I'm stepping into 40 and I feel like 40 is like the new 20, right? Because there has been a lot of women that I talked to that for them, they said 40 for them has been like, they feel like they're back in their 20s again. They don't know if it's because we've just been, you know, we get that last hoorah of hormones, the spike in our hormones, or what it is. And so, without me saying too much, because I don't want to say too much, the next year I am kind of going through a little tune-up. I guess is the best way I can describe it. I'm going through like a little transformation. Now, I'm not like having plastic surgery. Like, you know, I'm turning into like this Malibu Barbie doll or something. Like, I'm not going to have like blonde hair down my butt and, you know, like these, soup cooler lips or something like that. But I'm just basically doing like a tune up. And so I'm just doing some things, you know, preparation because, I just want to, I don't know, I just want to, I'm very confident, y'all. I'm already a very confident person. Like, I don't need anything else to give me more confidence. Like, you meet me and I'm very confident about myself. But I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know why I feel like 40 is just going to be like dynamite. It's just going to be this wonderful time in my life. And I have gotten so much positive and inspiring feedback from people that are already in their 40s. And they're just like, listen, 40s have been the best time of my life. I am enjoying my 40s, or those that have already went through their 40s and they're like, 40s were the best time that in my years of living. And so I'm like, wow. And I'm already kind of feeling it, you know? And so the next year, I'm just taking this time to kind of just work on me a little bit, on not only on the inside, but on the outside as well. So I'm just kind of doing a little tinkering, you know, like I said, just some little fine tune-ups. And so I'm excited. And yeah, so, and I know it's kind of hard for those that don't know what I physically look like, you know, for those that just follow my voice. But I do have plans for the future to do video casts. Like, I plan on taking my podcast to the next level, and I'm thinking about doing some, I don't know if I'm going to do YouTube, but I'm thinking about like radio, but kind of like live radio. So I am, without saying too much, because like I said, y'all, I have been busy and I am doing some things. And so just, you know, just stick around. That's all I can say, is just pretty much, if you stick around and just stay loyal, you'll see what's coming up. And you won't be disappointed. So eventually you guys will be able to see me, and not just hear just the voice. So yeah, I'm so excited about it. But, you know, but that's not really, you know, what's been going on. You know, that's just small what I've been, you know, doing, because I'm pretty much working on myself with that every day. But let's see. I have a little nephew. Actually, it's my sister's daughter, my niece. Her 2-year-old just had basically open heart surgery last Friday. My sister is a nurse practitioner, and she just opened up her own practice a couple of months ago. And my sister is the one who discovered, this is her grandson, she discovered that he had a hole in his heart. And so he finally had his surgery last Friday. And so we've been kind of dealing with that. And so I just ask for all my prayer warriors out there to just keep, you know, my nephew Bentley in your prayers, my niece, his mom, and my sister, his grandmother, in your prayers. Just keep our family lifted. He's still in the hospital because there is a valve that's blocked that they need to open. And if it doesn't open soon, then they probably will have to give him a pacemaker. You know, he's 2, you know. So just, you know, kind of taking time off from that just to, you know, support my family and, you know, just being prepared that if, you know, God forbid that if something, worst case scenario, that, you know, if I had to go to North Carolina, that, you know, I would be available to be there. So that, you know, has taken place. But other than that, he's well. He's you know, still a strong kid. You know, the doctors are just amazed because, you know, he wasn't the type of kid that showed any signs that he had, you know, this going on with him. Like, never was sick, was very active. I mean, when he was here just a few months ago, you know, playing and you would never think, like, you know, something was wrong, you know. And my niece just happened to take him in because she's like, hey, you know, my mom has her own practice and this is where I'm going to take my kids to get their well checkup. And she just, you know, thank God for my sister, you know, being in the medical profession, you know, and having her being gifted and having her own practice and her just checking him out. And she's like, you know, something didn't seem right. And she caught it. And, you know, now we're at this point. So, yeah, just keep us lifted in prayer. So that, and let's see what else other than that, just, you know, just doing a thing, you know, enjoying life. And, yeah, that's pretty much, it's pretty much it. Just, you know, I can't believe that Easter is this Sunday. Like, it popped up. It just, like, I feel like it sprung up. I don't know why I thought Easter was next Sunday, y'all. Like, I didn't plan Easter dinner. I didn't get anything for, like, normally I already have my spread set. Like, I know 2 weeks in advance what I'm making for Easter dinner. Not this year. I just feel like this year, even like last year, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, I feel like these holidays just like popped up and was like, hello, goodbye. And, you know, I was telling, you know, other people that it wasn't only me. Other people felt like, yeah, man, I didn't even know Easter was this Sunday. You know, Easter's one of those holidays that don't have a set date, you know, and it can come in, you know, early. It can come later. It just, it doesn't have a set date. And so Easter definitely was a lot earlier this year than it was last year. So this year, we're going out to dinner. So that's what we're going to do for Easter this year. And what else? I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much it. So, you know, I set out episodes on Fridays. I'm not going to be setting out an episode this Friday because, you know, the next episode that I'm going to do, my guest on that one is going to be my sister, BFF, my sister friend, Wakia. She's going to be on, but she's not going to be available until Saturday night. So that episode won't be available until Sunday sometime. But those of you that, you know, follow my podcast, that already subscribed, you know, you'll get the notification when that episode is up and available. So it won't be this Friday, but it will definitely be this weekend. She is definitely going to make it a priority to record this weekend because she really wants to be on. She has a lot going on. You know, she's a wife, she's a mom. Her husband has MS. So sometimes, you know, she has the best intentions on recording. And then, you know, she has to kind of put it on the back burner because she has to take care of other things. And, you know, I totally understand. We talked today and caught up on some things. And so, she's excited. Like she's ready, you know, and she's like, listen, I don't even want to talk about a main topic. She's like, I just want to talk about everything, you know? And so, so she's definitely making it a priority to be on this weekend. So, but it won't be this Friday. So do not look for an episode this Friday. But definitely look for one on Sunday. Cause we're going to record Saturday night. So it's going to be her and if by any chance she is not available to record, still look for an episode because I will be on there. I don't want you guys to think that, oh, you know, there's Nikki, she's MIA again. No. I told y'all, I'm here, y'all. You know, I got some things going on that I'm trying to make better for y'all to where it's like, listen, y'all gonna see me now. And it's just not the voice y'all gonna hear. So, yeah. Okay. Now that we kind of caught up and I kind of, you know, filled y'all in as to what's been going on. I also, oh, I also want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all my new family members that have joined the podcast. Y'all are amazeballs. Thank y'all. Thank you, thank you. That's what my friend Cindy says, amazeball. I love that. I love that word. Thank y'all so much for just supporting me, man, and loving me. Like, I, you know, it's funny because I have a couple of other people that are starting podcasts, and it's because of me, you know, and it makes me feel good, you know, because, you know, I'm their inspiration, you know, and so I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. So I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all so much for just the support and the love and the feedback, and because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be doing this. You know, you guys feed me. You feed my soul. You set my soul on fire. That's, I love that part off of Tom and Jerry. Yeah, I still watch Tom and Jerry, and it's not even because I have kids. I love it because I still love cartoons. And I just saw that episode not too long ago. You set my soul on fire. But anyway, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. And thank y'all to, you know, my old timers, the ones that have been here since day one, since I first started, you know, thank y'all for still rolling with me. I love y'all. I don't think I can tell y'all enough. And, I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, because I'm going to constantly tell y'all how much I love y'all, adore y'all, appreciate y'all, for just rocking with me, and for just keep telling me to keep going, you know. So I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. And now there are two things I'm going to talk about briefly, because one of them is just basically just pretty much responding to something that I talked about on the last episode, and then the other thing is something that a young gentleman pretty much asked me my opinion on his podcast. And so I'm going to kind of my thoughts on it. But the first thing was, on the last episode, I talked about how on my Facebook, there was a person that had pretty much, and I'm not going to say any names because I never got their permission to talk about it, like, you know, in debt, like, you know, basically reveal names to say their names. So I'm not going to say names, but there was someone who had posted something on my Facebook that another person had said, and it basically, I will say that it was a bishop, and they basically said that if you don't have haters, you are not gifted. And so, this gentleman, the gentleman that responded to me on my episode, his name is, Horace Jennings. Horace, hello. He basically was just like, Nikki, that's crazy. That's absurd. You know, he wanted to talk more about it, and he was just like, I can't believe that, you know, somebody would, literally, say something like that. Like, who says that, you know? And my thing is, you know, I know that, you know, people say, well, if you don't have haters, then you're not doing something right. I mean, to each his own. You know, some people truly believe that. Like I said, I'm not someone that really believes that. I'm not. Like I told y'all before, somebody may tell me, Nikki, you're a hater, and I don't even know I'm a hater. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I may be hating and I don't even know I'm hating, you know? I don't know. But to say that if you don't have haters, you're not gifted, yeah, I think that's kind of stretching it. Like I told him, I think that's stretching it a bit, you know? Because I believe that we are all gifted in some way. You know, I like to think that you know, God or however you see him, a higher power who has blessed us with some type of gift. If that's gift of discernment, gift of voice, gift of cooking, gift of sewing, gift of preaching, gift of whatever. We all have some type of gift, right? Are you less gifted if you don't have somebody that doesn't hate you for it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't believe that. I don't agree with that, but you know, we can agree to disagree. And, I wish that him and I can have the person that said it can have a one-on-one conversation. 'Cause I would love for that person to, break it down a little bit more, dissect that thing, because maybe we're taking it out. Maybe I won't say we, because I'm the one that brought it up. Maybe I'm taking it out of context. Maybe I'm, you know, not, maybe he meant it in a different way. I don't know. But yeah, I just don't see it, you know, because I, like I said, in my perfect world, we would encourage other people. We would uplift each other for our gift. You know, we would praise each other for our gift. I am not one that believes in competition. I'm confident in myself enough to be happy for somebody else and their successes. You know, I don't compete. That's just not me. Everybody, I'm a firm believer, and me and Wakia, we talk about this all the time. You never know what someone had to go through to get what they have. And until you hear someone's story, you may be like, nah, that's okay. I want to have to go through that to get that. You get what I'm saying? And I like to say that sometimes if we had to put all our problems in a basket, and everybody had to put their, if people had to put their problems in a basket, we would probably want to pick our problem back up out of that. If everybody had to put their problem in a basket and we saw, we would probably pick ours back out. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, what's the reason? What sense does it make? You know, I'm always the person that feels like there's a deeper, there's always a deeper issue as to why people are unhappy, or why people compete, or why people hate on somebody else's success or somebody else's happiness, or, you know, and or why people, other people love other people's failures. You know how they have that saying, like, you know, people don't really like to see, aren't really happy until they see you failing. You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I just think it's something that we aren't meant to understand, because it's just the kind of world we live in, you know? I just think it's one of those things that we will never understand. I think it's always been here since, you know, man has been on this earth. So, yeah, you know, but, yeah, I think that was, you know, I think that was a little bit of a stretch. So, thank you, Horace Jennings, for, reaching out to me. He has a podcast on Anchor. So if you are an Anchor, check him out. His podcast, I believe, is, I think it's just Horace Jennings, where you can, look him up. I think it's On the Mic is his podcast station. So, yeah. And so the next one is T.Y. his podcast also is Opinions the Podcast. My boy TY. So his question was, how long should you wait to get into a new relationship after you get out of one? And so for me, I'm thinking, okay, you want the 2018 version, or do you want the 1980, you know? For me personally, I feel like 6 months, you know, I feel like you definitely need to take time. I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to say how much time you need. I definitely think you need time. I definitely think you don't need to jump back into a relationship. He definitely agrees. You know, he just wanted my opinion. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, ask you guys, what was your opinion? So I definitely think you need time. Now, I guess it just depends on, you have to ask yourself, there's a couple of questions. One, what was the last relationship? Was it a long-term relationship? How involved were you with this person? Like emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you know? Because if it was just like a 2-week relationship or a 1-month relationship, you know, you might not need that much time because it might not have really meant anything. But if you were in this relationship with somebody, you know, a year or 2 or 3 or 4, you know, 5+ years, then you're going to need some time. You might need some time, you know. But then it just depends on you as a person. You know, how are you mentally? How are you emotionally? Are you able to, you know, after your breakup, you know, how are you able to cope with a breakup? You know, do you get depressed? Do you, you know? So I think there's different factors that you have to, you have to look at to really determine how much time you need or how much time you should wait before you actually jump into a new relationship. You know, for some people, they may only need a month. For other people, they may need 3 months or 6 months or a year or a couple of years. It just depends. But if you're the type of person that are in relationships and then your relationships end, and then but you're always the type of person that goes into new relationships within 30 days, then you're the problem. Okay? You are definitely the problem. Number one, that shows that you are the type of person, you can't be by yourself. You don't like to be by yourself. It's obviously you need somebody. And why you need somebody, only you know. Only you know that reason why you need somebody. Either it's because you're not really ready to really settle down. You're not really about that life. You're not really about being with just one person. You're not really wholeheartedly ready to commit to one person. Because if you are, it's just not going to be that easy for you to just bounce up and then move on to the next person. You know, it's just not. Two, it's something, you got some issues. There's definitely some issues there that you need to investigate, you know? And that's just my opinion. Now, like I said, I'm not no therapist, no counselor, no psychiatrist, psychologist. This is just my opinion on, you know, things that I've seen or people that I have known to go through things. Because like I said, for me, when I went through a abusive relationship, mentally, emotionally, and physically, not those weren't separate. That was just in that one relationship. I experienced all of that. After I got out of that, I literally was single for like 5 years. It took me so long to just like get myself together. And because I just wasn't in a place, you know, to be with anybody. You know, I just didn't want to. To me, I didn't feel like that person would have, they would not have deserved what I would give to them, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? And so I knew, I'm like, nope, this person would not have gotten all of me, and it would not have been fit, because that person could have very well been a wonderful person. They could have been the most grandest person in the world, but they would not have gotten all of me, and that would have been unfair. And so, you know, I needed 5 years. I needed 5 years before my heart and my mind was ready to say, okay, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. I can do this. But I know some people that just, you know, they will sit here and they will profess love and say that they have found their queen or king, and they are just, you know, they will sit up here and say, listen, I have found my happily ever after, and my everything, my sweet thing, and then break up. And then before you know it, they've broken up with this person, and talk about they are so hurt. And then next thing you know, they're with somebody else. And you're like, how? You know, you're like, wait a minute, I thought you were so hurt over this person. How are you with this person? You know, and most of the time you can look at the new person they're with and you could be like, oh yeah, I know what that's about. You know, and it's unfortunate. It's sad, you know, because it's just like, you know, come on. You're not ready. You're so not ready, you know. And I tell people all the time, if you're not ready, like, one, I hope you're honest. I hope you're not giving people false hope. You know, don't give people false hope. You know, if you're not really ready to be in a relationship, I hope you're at least honest and telling people, listen, you know, I'm just, you know, here for X, Y, and Z. I'm not here for anything more, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're not really ready, you know. And if that was the case, then you have to really ask yourself, that last relationship that you were so smitten over, that last relationship that you were saying, hey, this is your one and only someone, you got to ask yourself, then was that really real? Because how could that be the one, and then now you're with this new one? You know, I mean, I don't know. And, you know, that seems to be the pattern, you know. It's just like, come on, you know. So either you're really not ready, you're really not serious about these relationships that you're in, you know, or there's something deeper at the core with you that you have yet to face, that you have yet to attack, that you have yet to address and really deal with. And that's a bigger issue. And no matter who comes into your life, Prince Charming, you know, Prince, you know, who, no matter who comes into your life, they will never really be the one. They will never be the one to help you, because you have not battled that, I don't want to say demon, but that spirit, that thing that prevents you from really, truly giving yourself to the one that God really has ordained for you, the one that God truly created for you. This is going to be your cycle. This is what you're going to constantly go through. You're just going to find yourself 2 years from now, and you're going to be wondering, you're going to be like, okay, listen, you know, if you're in your 20s, next thing you know, you're going to be creeping up on your 30s, and you're going to be like, listen, I'm still single. Then you're going to be in your 40s, and you're going to be like, how am I in my 40s, and I'm still single and not married? Well, look at your track record. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, at some point, you have to stop and look at yourself, look in the mirror and say, okay, what's the common denominator here? You know, is my failed relationships because of them, or is it because of me? Because let's just be honest, we're all human, right? We all make mistakes, you know? But at some point, if you're that bomb, right? If you telling yourself, or you're telling everybody else, hey, I'm the bomb chick, or I'm the bomb dude, if you were that bomb, wouldn't you be snatched up already? I'm just saying. And hey, you know what? Somebody might be saying right now, see, Nikki, you a hater. You sound like a hater. Listen, no. I'm serious, guys. Wouldn't you be snatched up? Let's think about this. Wouldn't you be married? I mean, I know we all say, you know, people say, like, it's like that, what's that show? She's Gotta Have It. And it's kind of like, hey, you know, that free spirit. Hey, I'm not tied down to no. But if you're the type of person that's like, hey, I'm going to get married. I'm going to have a wife. I'm going to have a husband. I'm going to have kids, whatever. Da, 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 da. But if, and I'm the bomb, I got this going, I'm fly, I'm sexy, I'm dapper, I look good, well, baby, boo-boo, honey, if you were that bomb, wouldn't you be snatched up already? Wouldn't you have a ring on your finger? Wouldn't you be a missus or a mister? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just think about it. You would be married. You would be a husband or you would be a wife. So what's the problem then? Why aren't you? Why aren't you a wife? Why aren't you a husband? And don't sit up here and say it's because you choose not to be. If you were just saying that, hey, you know, this person's going to be your wife, this person's going to be your husband, or you're going to be, you know, one day you're going to be married to X, Y, Z. Okay, well, what you waiting on? You damn near 30 or damn near 40, 50. What are you waiting on? Why are you still going through 15, 20 different relationships? I mean, come on, we're not in our teens and 20s. So what's the problem? Like, I need to understand. I need some understanding. Like, what is going on? So my question is, who's the problem? What's the common denominator here? Obviously, it's not them. It has to be you. So until you address those issues, until you address what's really going on with you, guess what? You're going to be on that merry-go-round. It's going to be the same. And guess what? I guarantee you that the next relationship you're in, it's going to fail. And then you're going to find yourself back into another relationship with someone else. And then guess what? That relationship's going to fail. Then you're going to be in a relationship with another person. Then that relationship's going to fail. And then you may even end up going back to someone that you was dating in the past. And then it's just a vicious cycle. And so that's why it's important, and why I feel that you need to take time to yourself when you get out of a relationship. I don't think it's healthy to jump into something new, especially if you profess that you were in love with someone and, you know, this was someone that you had planned or you saw yourself spending your life with. it's just not going to be that easy for you to just jump into something or, you know, have someone. I mean, technically, mentally, you shouldn't even be ready for someone else. You shouldn't even be looking at someone else like that or, you know, but to each his own. Like I said, it just depends on how you really saw your previous relationship and how you are as a person. But if you're someone that just likes to play the field, if you're someone that already just has different intentions or motives, and that's really not who you are, and that's just how you portray yourself to be, then guess what? You're going to have these voided relationships anyway. You know, you're not going to get anything out of it anyway. And so maybe that's just what you want anyway, you know, but nobody else really knows that. You know it, but maybe they don't know it. And that's unfortunate, because it's unfortunate that you can play with someone's heart like that. So, so for my boy T.Y. from Opinions, the podcast, check him out on Anchor. Thank you for that question, my brother. I appreciate that. Him and I definitely see eye to eye on that. We definitely agree that you definitely need to take time. It's very unhealthy to just, you know, get out of one relationship and jump to another relationship. But hey, it's 2018 and some people feel like, hey, they can do that. Hey, I was with Judy on Monday, we broke up on Tuesday, and now I'm with Keisha on Friday. You know, some people roll like that. Hey, that's not me. And hey, I definitely couldn't be Keisha. Listen, you couldn't tell me you just broke up with Judy on Wednesday and think you're going to be with me on Friday, you know. But some women like being Keisha. Some women like, hey, cause some women like to think, I got him. Ooh, I got him, you know, oh, you know, I got him. Cause you know, some men and women too, you know, like to build themselves up and make themselves think that they're this, you know, this bomb person, and then they feel like, oh, I got this trophy of a guy, or I got this trophy of a girl. Because listen, let me ask y'all something. Have y'all ever maybe crushed on somebody, and then like some time passed, and then you get to know somebody, and then you look and you're like, what was I thinking? Like, oh my God. Like, oh, like you're like, oh my God. Like, I'm so like, you have y'all ever, y'all ever, you're like, man, I dodged a bullet. Listen, y'all, I've had some moments where I'm like, Nikki, what was you, girl? You, girl, yes. Like, y'all ever had that moment? Fellas, this is for my my men family members too. Like, y'all ever had that? You're like, what were you thinking? Like, how did you even, like, how you are as a person, and then after you get to know them, it's like, like, whoo, that was a bullet. You definitely should be thanking God you dodged in any kind of way, or you did not get yourself in a situation. So, yes, but you know, but some people like it. Some people like being that Keisha. It's like, yes, I got him. Until Keisha, he end up seeing Felicia on next Thursday, and then Keisha is no longer, you know. So, it's not funny, because a lot of people get hurt that way. And that's why you have people, that's why they have these shows called Snapped and Fatal Attraction and, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, why there's the news and, yeah, and now I'm being serious, because that stuff is real. I watch enough ID and stuff to know that, you know, people get hurt behind stuff like that. And it's so unfortunate, because, you know, with people talking about being so real, nowadays, you know, I mean, just It's like, be honest. Just say, hey, listen, this is what I want. I don't want, you know, but I don't know. I thank God that I don't have to worry about those things. I thank God that I'm not on the market for that, because I tell people all the time, and I tell my friends, I said, listen, if I was single right now in this day and age, I would be single. I would not date. I have seen what's out there, and I'm afraid. Like, I feel bad for my single ladies. And I'm not saying that there aren't good men out there, because there are good men out there. There are still a lot of good men out there. God just has to send them your way. You just keep having, and I don't want y'all to think that there's no hope or no faith, because there are, but I have seen what's out there. And, you know, I'm even afraid for my daughters as they get older, because people play so many games. People are so dishonest. And yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. I personally would be single. I'd probably be a cat woman and just be single, and just, I have a lot of cats. I don't know about that, but, I'd be scared, because, you know, so people can pretend to be whoever they want to be and put on so well that you don't even know, you know, if what they're presenting to you is really real. You know, it's scary. It is really, it's scary, you know, and, it makes me scared, you know, but I'm not saying to give up hope. Don't give up hope. Please don't give up hope. You know, I don't want y'all saying, oh my God, I don't want, you know, because there are still good men out there who want to give their love and want to be loved in return. And, you know, they're looking for their misses, and there are misses out there who wants their mister. And I pray that God will send them your way, you know, because love is a beautiful thing. Once you find that person that you are to spend the rest of your life with, the one that completes you. And once you get that, you know, and you never want to let that person go, you know, trust me. And so, yeah. So, listen, I told y'all I could go an hour on that. That's why I saved that one towards the end, because you know, it's like I say, I can go on forever about that on you know, like he called it, The Waiting Game was his episode. So yeah, so check him out, and you know, give me feedback on it, or give him some feedback on it, and let him know what you think. You know, because somebody might be out there and be like, no, you know, it's 2018. No, nobody got time for that. If I'm done with him, I'm going right to him. You know, but hey, whatever floats your boat, baby. Whatever floats your boat. I'm not here to tell you if it's wrong or right. So that's it, guys. That is it for me tonight. I just wanted to come on and catch y'all up and tell y'all that I was thinking about y'all, wanted to let y'all know what was going on, and just kind of give a little feedback on Mr. Jennings, on his response to that quote, that statement about if you ain't got haters, you're not gifted. And TY from Opinions the podcast on how long should you wait after a breakup to get into a new relationship. And so that's it. So I will definitely be back on this weekend with my beautiful, beautiful sister, BFF friend, my love, my wifey. I love this girl. I love her my one and only. This is my, and let me tell y'all, I'm probably going to put a disclaimer out, okay? Because she is just one of those people that don't have a filter. She says exactly what she thinks, and I'm gonna try to keep her under control, y'all. But I promise y'all gonna have a blast with her. It's gonna be a good time, and I don't know what our topic is gonna be about, cause we can literally, when her and I get on the phone, we talk for hours, like. I'm talking 4 or 5 hours, seriously. And sometimes she'll call me just to ask me a question, like one question. And that one question ends up 3-4 hours long. It happens every time. But we love it. We don't regret it. She's my heart. So once again, thank y'all for the love, for the support. And, you know, as always, just, if you have any questions or comments, feedback, if you want to be featured on my podcast, just write me on Pillow Talk Anchor at gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Pillow Talk Gals. And, you know, you can rate me on Google Play Music, iTunes. I am also available on Overcast, Pocket Cast, Spotify, SoundCloud. And that's pretty much it. So, like I said, you guys are always more than welcome to write me and let me know what you're thinking. I would love to hear your comments and stuff. A lot of you write me on Facebook on Messenger, and I appreciate that too. Like, you know, I have no problem with that at all. You can continue to do that. But, if you want, like I said, the best is Gmail, cause that's a lot of times where I do a lot of my corresponding with, just hit me on there on Pillow Talk Anchor at gmail.com. And yeah, I will also post it on my, on the episode in my description box, just so you know how to spell that, because I did get a message through Facebook on the spelling. So, from here on out, I will leave that in the description box. So you have the correct spelling on that as well. Until then, guys, as I always say, stay blessed and always be inspired. I love you and have a good night. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.